It is 3:19 at 7:30 WTNT. The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joined now by sports columnist Dan Daly. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Redskins aren't, though. I saw your piece today. It seems the team is ready to come apart at the seams. How appropriate.
we've gone a long time without a win now. It's been 5 weeks counting the bye week, and I just think that with some of the injuries that have begun to pile up on this team, you're starting to run your finger down the schedule and trying to think of any game the rest of the way that they might be favored to win. They're not going to be favored to win in Miami. Miami's already been made a four-point favorite.
Yeah, well, that's because, what, Miami killed the Chiefs yesterday, right?
Right. Yeah, so, and, you know, they've had a couple of things. They had a game against Denver that they really should have won. So, I mean, this isn't going to be an easy game for them to win. I don't think any of them the rest of the way is.
All right, let's talk about yesterday a little bit. You surprised the score was only 19-11?
Not really. The 49ers don't have a real high-powered offense. They kind of let their defense dictate things in games, play it pretty close to the vest, and basically see, you know, how many points we need to score to win this one. I mean, things were fairly well in hand early on in that game yesterday. The 49ers were winning the field position battle, you know, setting themselves up for a couple of scores in the second quarter to build that lead. And I think they were capable of scoring a little bit more. There have been games this year when they have, but they felt like they had enough. They felt like their defense was playing well enough, and they were basically trying to minimize mistakes in the second half and try to run the clock out as much as anything.
Yeah. Beck was he was on guard, jumpy, I guess, after being slammed so many times last week.
Yep. There were times when he probably got rid of the ball a little bit early. They were expecting probably a bit more of a pass rush from the 49ers. The 49ers decided to essentially rush with three guys and drop 7 and 8 into coverage and make the Redskins throw the ball underneath and run for yardage rather than get the ball downfield. So you saw a lot of smaller gains by the Redskins, maybe dropped with it, get a first down or two, but then be forced to punt. 49ers did a great job of pinning them deep a few times and turning the field position around.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't have an offense right now that's got very many weapons. You know, Santana Moss is hurt. Tim Hightower's hurt. Chris Cooley's out for the rest of the season. And with the offensive line as banged up as it is, it just has a hard time making first downs, never mind scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, but, you know, a couple times yesterday, and I know, you know, you're sitting at home, you're watching it on TV, it's a whole lot different. But I saw guys that were open downfield that were just throwing their arms up in the air like, what in the world is going on here? You know, I mean, have a defender beat by 10 yards, and there's no shot of the ball coming down there to him.
Yeah, that happens a lot. You know, when you look at replays, especially on the far side of the side of the field that the quarterback isn't looking towards, there are always guys on the backside who are going to be running free, and you're wondering, what the heck is the quarterback doing? But I really think Beck went into this game with the idea of, I can't take the sacks I took the week before. Some of them were protection problems, but others were a case of me just hanging on to the ball too long and trying to see if something developed downfield, and I've just got to get rid of it sooner today. And I think that was what happened in a number of those cases, just Beck trying to make sure that he didn't put the team in a situation where it was taking losses and it was looking at 3rd and 13s and 3rd and 15s the way it was in Buffalo.
Yeah. Looking at the offensive line yesterday, a bunch of guys that were kind of thrown together because that's all they had. And then you got Ricky Williams running up the middle. It's like watching a bunch of misfits.
Yeah, there's almost a strike team element to the offensive line now. You've got a guy like Mo Hurt, who was starting his first NFL game yesterday, and, you know, a month ago he was getting cut by the Redskins and put on the practice squad. He's a 7th-round draft pick, a rookie. You don't often see a guy get thrust into the starting lineup like that, and unless the situation is really desperate, and that's what it is for the Redskins.
Yeah. We did get a 59-yard field goal yesterday. That was quite the highlight, wasn't it?
Into the wind, they say.
Is that right?
The wind, yeah. So presumably, had that been kicked under ordinary circumstances, the record of 63 would have been within reach.
Yeah.
And that's a record that you and I know has been standing for a long time.
That was the guy with the special shoe because of his foot. I can't remember.
Right. What was right, his... Tom Dempsey.
That's it. That's it. I couldn't remember
his
name.
He kicked it in 1970. He had a deformed foot. He didn't really have an entire foot on his at the bottom of his right leg, and he wore sort of a special shoe/attachment and kicked field goals and had tremendous length on him. He wasn't the most accurate kicker, but he could get real distance. And in 1970, he kicked one 63 yards. And nobody's kicked one longer since.
That's something. All right. Well, it is the Dolphins on Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll see what happens. And you know, hey, Mike Shanahan said this wouldn't happen overnight. This team was not going to get there overnight.
No, he's got a 5-year contract, and I'm sure he'll have at least one more year to begin to show some, you know, tangible improvement. I mean, it's going to be a struggle right now for them to get to the 6 wins they got last year with the players that they've got out. But I think you got to give the guy a little bit more time and see if he can possibly turn things around here. They've been through so many coaches. They've got to show a little patience.
All right, Dan. Thanks, as always. We'll talk next week. See you.
Anytime.
All right. Dan Daly, Washington Times sports columnist on the Washington Redskins.